And I watched them see. They very rarely have motorboats on this this lake because of the noise. But I noticed this motorboat kept going up and down. Well, I could tell they were officers, and they were patrolling to try to find him. But this thing that the government brought in, this helicopter thing,
it was the
most tremendous and the loudest sounding thing. And they'd come right to the shore, and it sounded like they were just going to come right in my apartment. They would fly low enough that they'd separate the water. It had some terrific blower on it or something, and it would separate the water so they could see the bottom of that lake.
Golly.
And I guess you read about they found.
I didn't know if they found.
Well, the young man that were fishing found him down close to Fiesta Gardens, about a mile down. They found him.
Well, I knew they had stopped. There was one weekend when I was writing paper for school, and I didn't do anything else the whole weekend, and that must have been when they found him, because then after that I didn't see him.
Well, they finally found his. It was 4 or 5 days before they found it, and you know those men from Saudi Arabia are very wealthy men, and I think that government thing, it was a mammoth thing. I never saw anything like it. My nephew was uptown, and he heard it uptown.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I saw it one day. I was up over in South Austin, you know, by the by my apartments. And, you know, those apartments are kind of up on a hill.
Yes.
And the helicopter was down low over the lake, and I was looking down on the helicopter. And that was the funniest thing, feeling to be looking down on it, you know. And I knew it was up in the air.
Well, it was a remarkable thing, but I was just thinking it took that young boy to find the body.
Yeah.
Even all the trouble they went to.
Yeah. I didn't realize that thing was so big.
And he was married, you know, and his wife was pregnant.
Oh, really?
I thought that was so sad.
It is. And, you know, she was 16 or something.
Oh, sure.
They married real young anyway, especially the women. That's really sad.
We have so many of those people at the university.
Yeah. In fact, I teach a class to foreign students. And I've had students from there and from other places, too.
They're I understand the wife couldn't speak English, and she couldn't tell them anything, or they couldn't tell her anything.
Yeah.
And they didn't miss him, you see, till after they got home.
Oh, that's terrible. I was going to ask you about St. Ed's. Was St. Ed's built when you all were living here?
It was built before.
Could you see it over there?
Mm-hmm.
That's a neat landmark.
It's the most prominent place in Austin, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. You can see it from everywhere.
What church you belong to?
First Christian in Richardson. I grew up in Christian church.
That's all right. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead.
I took Latin for a while, and I've had a little bit of German, just enough to understand a little, you know. I've got to take some more German this summer, because I have to pass tests in it.
Well, my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law both majored in languages, and they, Eris, my daughter-in-law, I think, went in for Portuguese and Spanish, and she spent one semester down in Mexico. Well, Anne leaned more toward French. So she spent a semester with a French family in France.
How neat.
And
I have a friend in the English department who, a French boy, he was about 15 or 16, I guess, boy came over and he was trying to learn English. And he stayed with a cousin or something, and she taught him. My friend, taught him English while he was here. And it was an education for her, too.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a few students here go down to Mexico for a summer course and live with a Mexican family.
Let me ask you some more about fencing.